From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said that it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. The attack came one day after a series of terrorist attacks killed more than 50 people in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital is still on edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership after the death of its founder. The Taliban claimed responsibility for sending three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed in that attack. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's truck bombing in a residential area of the city, which killed at least 15 people and wounded hundreds of others. Hundreds of mourners turned out for the funeral of a Palestinian man who was seriously burned in the firebomb attack that killed his infant son. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries early Saturday, according to his family. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack, in which assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son are still being treated at an Israeli hospital. This is VOA News. Several hundred people marched Saturday in Ferguson, Missouri, to mark the first anniversary of the shooting death of an 18-year-old black man in a confrontation with a white police officer. The father and family of Michael Brown led the march. Brown's death on August 9th of 2014 sparked protests, and violence erupted months later when a grand jury refused to indict the officer who shot him. Brown's father told reporters Saturday he is working to keep his son's life and death in the public focus by helping families and young people in his community.
Every time you turn on your TV, you're going to see my face, so I'm trying to make it uncomfortable for people that think that this is okay to do this to us.
That's right, sir. That's right.
Brown's death also sparked protests in several American cities, as several other police killings of unarmed black men drew international attention to long-simmering tensions between police departments and their communities. Participants on Sunday will observe a 4.5 minutes of silence, that is, to commemorate the 4.5 hours that Brown's body lay in the street before it was taken away. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that Islamic State militants are advancing toward it. Osama Edward, the director of the Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria, said hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held central city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed heavy fighting in an area between the central town of Qaratayn and the village of Mahin, which is halfway to Sadad. Six Russian opposition activists have ended a 12-day-long hunger strike after one of them was hospitalized. The activists in Novosibirsk, Russia's third-largest city, said their decision was in response to a call from opposition leader Alexei Navalny and two others. Navalny had urged all of them to abandon the hunger strike for the sake of their health and to devote their energies to organizing a protest in Moscow on September 13th, the day of local elections across Russia. The strike started after the local election commission decided to disqualify opposition candidates from running for the legislature of Novosibirsk. And Typhoon Sadolor slammed the coast of southeast China Saturday, leaving more than 1 million homes without power after killing at least 6 people in Taiwan. There were no reports of mainland casualties or property damage. Sadolor was later downgraded to a tropical storm. It struck the city of Putian, a city of nearly 450,000 residents, late Saturday. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.